Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. So let's review the chapters from what we've already read earlier in this devotional series. We are now going to review, explore, and discuss the holy text more in depth than before. So now let's open up our Bibles to Galatians chapter 1. We are starting in verse 11 and ending in verse 24. I will be reading from the New Living Translation. Dear brothers and sisters, I want you to understand that the gospel message I preach is not based on mere human reasoning. I received my message from no human source, and no one taught me. Instead, I received it by direct revelation from Jesus Christ. You know what I was like when I followed the Jewish religion, how I violently persecuted God's church. I did my best to destroy it. I was far ahead of my fellow Jews in my zeal for the traditions of my ancestors. But even before I was born, God chose me and called me by His marvelous grace. Then it pleased Him to reveal His Son to me so that I would proclaim the good news about Jesus to the Gentiles. When this happened, I did not rush out to consult with any human being. Nor did I go up to Jerusalem to consult with those who were apostles before I was. Instead, I went away into Arabia, and later I returned to the city of Damascus. Then 3 years later I went to Jerusalem to get to know Peter, and I stayed with him for 15 days. The only other apostle I met at that time was James, the Lord's brother. I declare before God that what I am writing to you is not a lie. After that visit I went north into the provinces of Syria and Cilicia. And still the churches in Christ that are in Judea didn't know me personally. All they knew was that people were saying, "The one who used to persecute us is now preaching the very faith he tried to destroy." And they praised God because of me. Once again, that was Galatians chapter 1 verses 11 through 24 in the New Living Translation. Let's talk about and investigate the scriptures more in depth together. Your story with Jesus is powerful. We know from the Bible that Paul told his story many times and in many different settings. He reminded the Galatians that he came to them while sick, and that he did not go to Jerusalem to receive the gospel. It was received directly from Jesus Christ. Paul's opponents claimed higher authority because they came from Jerusalem, which they did, and were authorized by Peter, James, and John, which they were not. Paul's reply was to tell his story. He received his commission to preach the gospel from Christ, and he would not change the gospel message or stop preaching. Your story is a witness to the goodness of God. Take some time to think through the stories in your life where Jesus is the hero. It helps to have a few key stories that you can adapt to different situations. Work on how you tell these stories, and try to share them often. It is also valuable to have recent stories of how the Lord is working in your life. Your story is powerful. Here are some thoughts to ponder during your personal prayer time and for the rest of the day. What are the big decisions of faith that you have made along the journey? Who are the people in your life who have defined your faith? Who can you tell your Jesus story to this week? Thank you for listening to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.